Good morning and welcome to it. It's 5:40. I thought we'd talk a little sports this morning.
You're going to be glued to the TV set this afternoon, I know, for the World Cup matchup between Team USA and Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fascinating, though, that the next round will feature a match between Germany and France. Reviving old rivalries.
And when Germany seems like they're not going to do very well, Italy, of course, will just join them on the field, you know? And when America goes after him, then, of course, Russia will jump in and join us. Yes, it's World War I, World War II.
And every war replay. Dating back throughout history, it seems like, anyway.
I don't think that factors into these matches at all.
Not anymore.
I think that's just something for us to talk about.
Nationalistic pride doesn't enter into it?
No, I think German players are trying to beat the French players and vice versa. I think the rest of country history and what have you, I mean, maybe there was some of that when the U.S. would play the old Soviet Union teams.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's when players playing players.
When France took the field and then immediately threw the white flag and left.
You just stop it.
I think that might, I don't know, maybe old habits are hard to break. I don't know. All right, talk to me what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks and the coaching shakeup.
Well, they officially fired Larry Drew last night and are finalizing the contract with Jason Kidd, who's coming from Brooklyn in exchange for a couple of second-round draft picks.
Everyone's saying how Larry Drew is getting a bad deal here. I guess I don't see it that way because they all have contracts. They all get bought out. I mean, you have a three-year contract. You get paid for doing nothing for the next 2 years. Here's your check.
Yeah, he's getting coaching.
He's
getting paid. I think he would still love to be coaching. I mean, he had to work through one of the worst seasons in team history because of all the injuries. This was a bad team the Bucks had, and will be
rewarded handsomely.
Well, all right, okay. If money is the only issue, yeah, I suppose that's true. But
it's like, oh, it's so sad their TV show got canceled. Yeah, they all had guaranteed contracts for a year. They're all, you know, whatever.
Free agent period began at midnight, so the agents have their cell phones jingling all day today trying to get the best deal for their players. LeBron James, of course, yesterday, after saying he opted out of his contract with Miami and it wasn't about the money, said yesterday he wants a max contract. So, yes, indeed, it was about the money.
Of course it is. I mean, it's about, well, wait a minute now. Are you going to say that your opinion that you voiced yesterday was wrong?
No, I think for LeBron James, it's about both. It's about the money and
rings.
Rings
and money.
He wants the rings and he wants the most money.
So in other words, he wants the rings, but if he can't have the rings, the money makes the pain better?
Well, the money, you know, is the way for these players to show who's the top dog. And if you're making the most money, then you can say, see, I'm the top dog. I'm getting the most money.
Yeah, I can understand that. There comes a time where the pursuit of being the very best that you can be is all you really care about. It's not so much the money. LeBron James
has more money than he'll ever be able to spend in 10 lifetimes.
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know.
No, it's not that way for everyone. I mean, when I was younger, I remember Bernie Williams, his center fielder for the Yankees, became a free agent. And he was talking about maybe he would sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who at the time were like the worst team in baseball. But they had money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine, oh, gee, I got this $30 million contract. Look what a hot thing I am. But I play on a team that sucks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to be making
some
a lot of money.
Some players will take discounts to stay with a better team.
I would rather be making fairly good money on a team that has got a shot at being number one.
So would I. But when somebody's flashing seven figures in front of you and you say, can I put up with losing for four or five months?
Night after night, I'd say that's not what I became an athlete for.
So
that's,
you're saying your honor and character can be bought.
I think everybody's honor and character can be bought for the right price, yes.
All right, let's move on to football, shall we? Does the name Kevin Kolb mean anything to you?
Former quarterback for the Eagles and
Cardinals
and other teams, yeah.
He went to Philadelphia Eagles, then the Houston Cougars. He was recently charged with boating while intoxicated in Texas over the weekend. And his mugshot is—he looks pretty happy.
Boy, you really have to be drunk to get arrested for boating while intoxicated in Texas, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. He went to Arizona after his time with Philly. Eventually, got with the Buffalo Bills before he had a slip and fall injury and got a real bad concussion, and then they cut him.
Well, he's one of those guys that had a stretch of really good games for a short amount of time. Right at the right time, but he was able to sign a big contract because of it, and then after that he sucked. So, you know, it was good timing for him.
Apparently, he's spending his money well.
Mm.
And he is now cooling his jets in a Texas jail for boating while intoxicated. Jeez.
By the way, it's Canada Dominion Day today, and that's, as you said, why the Brewers are playing day baseball today in Toronto.
What is that?
Canada, it's the anniversary of when Canada became self-governing, when they cut the ties with Great Britain in like 18-something-something.
I know this from following horse racing in Canada, because when I lived in upstate New York, I would go to the track in Canada.
Right.
Where you could gamble with cheap Canadian money, which is what everyone dreams of. So Canada, you know, you'd say, gee, why are they having an afternoon of racing on this Monday? Because it's civic holiday. Canada's public employee unions are so strong that they've negotiated 4 or 5 long weekends during the summer where they have just a Friday off or a Monday off. Some of the holidays don't have names. There is civic holiday. What are you celebrating today?
Yeah.
We're celebrating how strong our unions are.
Well, there it is. All right. Anything else that we need to know of regarding sports? Who are you putting your money on today? Belgium? The United States?
I think the United States has a shot. Jozy Altidore is going to be back from his injury. I think the Americans definitely have a shot. If they win,
Tom
they would
is
get...
dropping the names of our soccer players.
Well, I mean, come
That's
on now.
That's very impressive.
It's the World Cup. You should be paying attention
I don't
to this.
Know
it only happens
any
once every
guys.
4 years.
Thank God. Thank God it's only once every 4 years.
Oh, brother.
I don't want to.
Look, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but it like the Olympics, the World Cup is big. It happens once every 4 years, like the Olympics.
You
I think the Olympics should pay attention.
Without a script, the name of one of our soccer guys, and you're breaking down how he's going to do today.
I'm impressed, actually.
Thank
impressive.
You. Thank you very much.
What it really means is poor Tom doesn't have enough to do, and he's just trying to find something relevant. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Hey, Crazy Carl here from Crazy Carl's Discount Fireworks. 4th of July is coming up pretty soon, I think. Hey, shut up! I sell fireworks, I drink scotch. I don't sit around reading calendars. Anyway, why buy expensive, safe, inspected fireworks from a guy with a license when you can save tons of money right here?
Maybe they like having all their fingers.
I tell you to shut up? Catch this!
Good boy!
That ain't funny, Carl! So I'm sitting here in a tent full of explosives asking myself, what makes the 4th of July exciting? Danger, unpredictability. You want to light a skyrocket and know exactly where it's going? No! I dug these out of a dumpster in Hong Kong. The Chinese threw these away.
This is a horrible commercial, Carl.
Show them your scars.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You know what? Here, catch this.
Where'd it go?
Oh, Lord, it went to the
bed. Oh, you lies! Crazy Carl's Discount Fireworks, now at 3 or 4 different locations.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.